thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Analysts Newsline for the week starting Monday, June 8th. The tragic death of George Floyd brought sorrow to our nation. There were many videos covering the incident, and for those of us at home watching those videos, the details seem to be all too clear. This newsline is not a place for a lengthy discussion on this topic, but there will be a summer mailing. Meanwhile, our hearts go out to his family. This was wrong. Members have reached out to this union, puzzled by the news about the sanitation man's union contracts and the correction officers as well. Actually, as was stated in the news articles for each, the arguments were in place before mid-March. The agreements, rather, were in place before mid-March. The first was delayed by Harry Nespoli coming down with a severe case of the coronavirus. The second, corrections, was rejected by the members of that union, retooled slightly, and sent out for a new vote. OSA is still awaiting for the city to offer to resume and settle. The city is awaiting federal aid or other sources of funds. Meanwhile, life goes on, sort of, and our welfare fund trustees have taken a needed step to respond to the secondary effects of the virus. Few of our members have been seeking dental care recently out of fear of the disease. But that just piles up needed dental work, so we are considering how to respond to the next dental year starting on July 1st. One change just now put into place is that the trustees have voted to add reimbursement for extra fees that dentists will be charging in response to the new post-virus changes in their practices. There'll be more changes made in response to the effects of the pandemic, but we will need to see what has been happening in detail in order to know what to do about it. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.